Imagine being on a long-distance train, not lost in a book or dozing off, but striking up a conversation with a stranger. To your surprise, you both share a deep admiration for a friar who's yet to be widely known. Get ready for a captivating story ahead.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, Stories and Memories, by John McCaffrey. Within its pages, we encounter a delightful conversation between the author himself and a co-passenger on a train journey to Rome. Now, this story might be one of my favorites so far, so without further ado, let's dive right in. One evening, on a train journey from Bologna to Rome, John McCaffrey struck up a conversation with a young man seated in front of him. Discovering that the young man was a farmer from the outskirts of Padua, a city in northern Italy, with around 60 employees and a victory in the national wheat production tournament the previous year, John shared his own role as a part-time farmer. Quickly, they became absorbed in discussions about various farming topics, a stark contrast to the business-oriented conversations taking place around him. At one point, the young man asked John if he would be returning to Milan after his trip to Rome, to which John replied in the negative. He revealed that he intended to continue south. "May I know where you're heading?" the young man asked. "Of course," John replied. "I'm heading to a small place you've probably never heard of, San Giovanni Rotondo." Now, at the time of this conversation, as the author informs us, San Giovanni Rotondo was not yet famous, not even in Italy. The young man stared at John for a long moment before reaching into his wallet from which he pulled out a photograph and asked, "Padre Pio?" John then reached into his own wallet and pulled out a photograph, replying, "Indeed it is." They both laughed out loud. John then asked, "Have you been there?" "7 times," he replied. And then, after a long pause, he continued, "You see, I was miraculously cured by Padre Pio before even knowing of his existence." Now, in those days, the term miraculous in connection with Padre Pio was to be avoided, John informs us. It was not commonly used in ecclesiastical circles, as Mother Church tended to recognize saints only posthumously. However, those of us who had the extreme privilege of personal contact with Padre Pio realized saints could be recognized during their lifetime, and we had witnessed enough authentic miracles not to doubt them. Yet, this was something new and unique. To have been miraculously cured by Padre Pio whilst still unaware of his existence was something I had not encountered before. Here's what the young man shared as recounted by John. One day, shortly after the end of the war, this young man suffered a severe accident on his farm, resulting in a double pulmonary embolism, one on each lung. He was prescribed numerous remedies that seemed to work for a while, but then the embolism returned with greater severity, and he realized he was about to die. He was young and strong, and he did not want to die yet. He was also religious and intelligent. He prayed in a way I had never heard anyone pray before. "With all possible devotion," he said, "I ask God to allow someone more worthy than I to intercede for me. I had," he continued, "what I can only describe as an apparition. A bearded friar was at my bedside. He leaned over and laid his hand on my chest. smiled, and then disappeared. The young man immediately felt that he had been cured, and to the astonishment of the doctors, this was fully confirmed. But he did not speak to anyone about the apparition except to his mother. "People would think I was crazy or neurotic," he explained. So he and his mother kept the secret and left the doctors with their guesses. Both wondered, however, who the friar in question could be, and they concluded, quite naturally, that he must be a saint from the past. Several months passed since the miracle. One morning, the miraculously healed young man went to Padua for business with a gentleman, who later invited him home to lunch. "As soon as I entered the room," the young man told John, "I was petrified, because there, on the wall, was not a painting, but a photograph of the friar who had appeared to me." The photograph implying, of course, that the friar who had appeared to him was his contemporary, not some long-deceased saint, as he initially thought. He then asked the host who the friar was. The answer and description of Padre Pio heard during lunch made the young man, dynamic as he was, leave by train for Foggia that same night. He arrived at Foggia, not too far from San Giovanni Rotondo, around 4 in the morning. He found a taxi at the station and arrived at the small church in San Giovanni Rotondo just in time to attend Padre Pio's 5 in the morning mass. "When Padre Pio went up the altar, I had no more doubts," the young man said. He was with absolute certainty the friar who had appeared in response to my prayer. Now, this happened in the middle of winter, when there were no crowds of people who usually traveled to San Giovanni Rotondo during the rest of the year. So instead of having to wait several days for a confession, the young man managed to confess on the same day. The young man continued, "Padre Pio blessed me and I confessed. Then, in the end, Padre Pio asked me in the most natural voice in the world, 'And now say something about your lungs. How are they?' 'Thank you, Padre,' the man replied. 'They are perfect.' 'Great,' said Padre Pio. 'Thanks be to God, and God bless you.'" End of story. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.